Farmers concerned about ag cuts. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. The president's budget proposal to Congress has significant cuts to agricultural programs. Those include a reduction in payment limitations and a 5% cut in direct payments to farmers.
We're concerned about it. There's an awful lot that agriculture does for this country that isn't often recognized, whether it's in food and nutrition, conservation and the environment, or just the fact that American consumers spend 10 cents of every dollar on food, the lowest in the world. So we're willing to do our part, but we don't want to take a disproportionate share of the cuts.
American Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Mark Maslin says these would be cuts that farmers don't need now.
The president's budget would impact agricultural producers in two significant ways. First, in the reduction of the payment limitations from $360,000 to $250,000. And secondly, from their cuts on direct payments, countercyclical payments, and marketing loan payments of 5% across the board.
Yesterday, speaking before the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee hearing, Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns defended the proposed cuts.
Deficit reduction is so essential to the economic prosperity of farmers and ranchers. And deficit reduction, of course, is something that they look at and say, we've got to do something about it. It just makes sense for the future of agriculture.
Johanns went on to say that the budget proposal leaves no one out in its goal of deficit reduction.
But if there's a message in this budget, I really would suggest that the message is that there really isn't any part that is left out.
Well, as farmers prepare for another crop season, most of them must secure financing for annual production costs as well as incur long-term debt for equipment and land, and changes in limitations and eligibility make financing even more difficult to obtain. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.